to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address, where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thank you, Juliana. What's the first thing you want to do when you receive good news? You want to share it, right? That's exactly what Justine wanted to do, but she had a problem. How to do it? But her dad offered the perfect answer, and not just in words. Here's her story. Justine sat and watched the traffic move slowly past the window of her dad's parked truck. How is it possible? She thought with a frown. There are so many people, and I'm just one little girl. Dad opened the driver's side door of the pickup truck and dropped a bag of groceries into the seat beside her. Then he climbed in and buckled his seatbelt. You hungry for some healthy vegetable stew? He asked with a smile lighting his work-tanned face. Your mom asked me to pick up lots of yummy carrots, peas, broccoli, and potatoes at the store, so I'm thinking delicious stew with freshly baked bread for supper. I even bought some apples and bananas for dessert. He started the engine and eased the vehicle into the stream of traffic. Justine smiled. Yes, I like stew, she said quietly, then turned back to the cars and people slipping past the window. You okay? Her dad asked, glancing in her direction. You look serious. You're not your usual talkative self. Justine shook her head. I just don't understand. Understand what? The girl looked over at her father. The preacher at church last Sabbath said that we should take God's healing love to everyone in all the world. Remember? He said, go to all the world. She paused. But I'm just one little girl. I'm just me. How am I supposed to do what the preacher said? Dad nodded slowly. Good point, he stated. The world is a pretty big place with millions and millions of people in it. Everyone is busy going here and there, working hard, trying to stay alive, fighting diseases, protecting themselves and their families from harm. How are we supposed to help that? Suddenly, Dad steered the truck to the curb. I'll be right back, he said. Justine watched him grab a sack of apples from the grocery bag and hurry away to a man standing by the road with a sign that read, I'm hungry, please help. A few minutes later, Dad stopped the truck again and jumped out. He hurried to a woman in a wheelchair waiting to cross the street. He guided her from one side to the other, making sure she arrived safely. Then he waved and smiled at a man sitting in a park bench with a sad look on his face. The man smiled and returned the wave. When Dad got back to the truck, Justine grinned. Okay, I get it, she said. The world includes the people all around us, right? I can help the people just beyond my window be happy and healthy, right? The man smiled. And you know what goes good with loving, healing service? Father and daughter spoke together with smiles lighting their faces. Vegetable stew! Would you like to help heal people from sadness and loneliness? Would you like to bring healing joy to those who are suffering and fearful? Great. Then do what Jesus said in this simple Bible verse. These are his words. Love each other as I have loved you. John 15:12. Why not start looking for ways to love others today? They're waiting for you just beyond your window.
Thanks, Uncle Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!